It is Monday, September 16th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. Hope your Monday's going great so far today. So glad to have you with us here today. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes stepping in here with us today. Ron, how are you this
morning? Not bad for a Monday. Too bad.
So what's going on around the ag world here today?
Well, I know a lot of these guys north of Interstate 40 that are real excited about the moisture they have received or maybe are going to receive over the next couple of days are hoping to get some moisture, then dry it a little bit, be able to put this wheat and canola in the ground. Very, very important time of year.
We actually going to see anything happen on Capitol Hill today, this week?
Pretty good chance that we may see the nutrition title come up. They've got a standalone bill they're now talking about, as expected, $40 billion worth of savings on the food stamps. And if they get that passed, maybe we'll get the log jam rolling.
All right. We've got all those stories coming up. We've also got the futures up here for you in just a little bit. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will check those markets for you. Of course, Jim has his calendar. That and a whole lot more this half hour when Midday Oklahoma continues here in just a moment on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
It's 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on your Monday. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your day's going great so far. Let's check some news here today. The soybean crop in the U.S. is suffering from some of the driest weather conditions on record for the month of August. USDA predicted in the September crop production report that U.S. farmers would harvest 3.1 and a half billion bushels of soybeans this fall. The estimate was about 100 million bushels smaller than the one it made in August, and University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good thinks it will continue to get smaller.
Soybeans, I think, remain very tight, and I guess I've convinced myself that the production number will get smaller in October. I just look at the kind of weather we've had since the survey work was done for the September report, continued very dry in most areas. Some extremely high temperatures. I just think we've sacrificed maybe some pod numbers and some seed weight over the last 10 days, and it looks like it's going to remain relatively dry moving forward. So I feel like there's some potential for that 41.2 bushel projection on soybean yields to get lower in October and tighten up an already tight balance sheet for soybeans. So when you're looking at the USDA's price range on soybeans, 11.5 to 13.5 as a marketing year average farm price, I would be guessing we'll be in the upper half of that range rather than in the lower half, which was going to give us a very high soybean price ratio to corn price for this marketing year.
USDA will make its next projection of the size of the soybean crop on Friday, October 11th. Well, according to the Hagstrom Report, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor announced on Friday a vote on the bill that would cut food stamp spending by $40 billion over 10 years will occur sometime between Wednesday and Friday of this week. The House also will vote on a continuing resolution to fund the government beyond September 30th within that same time frame. While the House is scheduled to recess this Friday until September 30th, leaders on both sides of the aisle have said the House may have to stay and work during that period. Well, it's going to take outside-the-box thinking to save a farm bill this fall. That's according to House Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas, who says he's prepared to support bigger ideas to get the job done. Lucas told Politico the challenges that will confront the House and Senate are so great and the positions locked in so tight on so many issues that to achieve a consensus in conference that can pass on both floors and get the president's signature may require just thinking outside the box. When we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down the markets.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets looking today?
U.S. stock market futures are stronger here at midday. We have the Dow Jones up 155 points at 15,537. S&P futures are up 14 and a quarter at 1702 and three quarters. The 30-year U.S. Treasury bonds are up a point at 132.10 and trading about 2.5 points off of their low 1 week ago. And then the U.S. dollar index is down about 39 points at 81.06. The big news is that Larry Summers withdrew his name over the weekend for consideration as the next Fed chair. And then the U.S., Russia, and Syria agreed on a deal to eliminate their Syria's chemical weapons by mid-2014. And then the industrial production number this morning increased seasonally 0.4% in August. That's a good number. And then production capacity rose to 77.8%. Crude oil futures today are weaker here as Middle Eastern risk premium is removed from the market. That's all based on the U.S., Russia, and Syria deal announced over the weekend. Crude oil futures are $1.20 lower in October at 107 even. Unleaded gasoline down about 5 cents, and heating oil is down just under 4 cents. Natural gas futures are stronger today for the third straight day. We had a tropical storm move through the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. Cattle futures today are trying to trade a little bit higher here. We have feeder cattle anywhere from unchanged to about 70 higher in the January feeders. Live cattle here are anywhere from 30 lower to 30 higher. On Friday, we had cash trade of a 123 in the south and 194 to 195 in the north, which would have been considered steady with the previous week. This week, they're looking for something around that or maybe just a touch higher in the live cattle. But there hadn't been a whole lot developing. It's so early in the week, we will have to wait until the second half to see that. Grain futures in the corn and soybeans are both under significant pressure this morning. Wheat futures are steady. This morning's export report showed we exported 46 million bushels of wheat. We're expecting less than 36. Corn came in at 20 million bushels. They're looking for 8 to 15. And beans came in just under 3, looking for 1 to 5.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers on Midday Oklahoma right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Just about 15 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Let's update you on the futures. October live cattle up 22, 125.47. December is down 2 at 129.12. September feeder cattle up 35 at 157.65. October up 22, 159.50. October hogs up 105 at 91.75. December is up 77, 88.02. We'll check the grains in a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking to big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Well, on the grain futures here today, wheat, Kansas City, December is unchanged at 692. March is down 1 1/4 at 697.5. December corn is down 3 1/4 at 455 3/4. March down 3.5 at 468. November soybeans down 36.5 at 1345. January is down 34 1/4 at 1345.5. October cotton is down 8 points at 85.13, December down 23, 84.23, and October crude oil is down 109 at 107.12. And that is a look at your markets here today. Ron Hay steps in now, and he's got a check on that agricultural weather forecast.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, and today in our agricultural weather segment, we've got our friend Gary McManus joining us again as we talk about life after the high-pressure ridge that has been in place for several weeks, really back since the middle part of August at least, that has caused a lot of hot, dry conditions in a hurry. With that pressure system, that ridge basically gone now, what happens next? We're seeing some evidence of that already with the rainfall of the last couple of days and the forecast for more rain out there. We'll get to Gary McManus and talk about that right after this.
P&K Equipment brings you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the 5045D tractor that brings comfort and quality to a whole new level, all for just $13,999. And the all-new 5085E cab tractor is in a class of its own. Let the P&K team help you tackle your tough jobs. Visit us on the web at pnkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Gary McManus is our associate state climatologist for Oklahoma, works for the Oklahoma Climatological Survey, and indicates that we have definitely seen some things change in our weather patterns, and the key is this reduction of this ridge of high pressure that was keeping a lot of hot, dry conditions under the dome.
When you think about, kind of looking ahead over the next several weeks, if indeed this high-pressure system kind of gets off of us and stays off us for a while, that allows some systems to work through a lot more normally, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there is a lot of moisture to work with, Gulf of Mexico, if we can get that pumped up here. The Climate Prediction Center does show for the latter parts of September for increased odds of above-normal precipitation. And also increased odds of above normal temperatures, but you know, that's not so bad when we're getting into September, October. It's really the rainfall that we need. So if we can get that one to come to fruition, that would certainly be wonderful.
Obviously, all of our buddies that are out there wanting to plant wheat and or winter canola, they're looking for something to get some moisture into the topsoil part of their fields.
Right. They're probably starting to dust in some of that wheat and stuff. So there's moisture in parts of the state as you go farther down, but of course you have to get those seeds established with that topsoil moisture. So we definitely need a good soaking, because the topsoils across the state is beginning to dwindle quite rapidly, is that topsoil moisture.
All righty. Gary, appreciate your time today. Gary McManus of the Oklahoma Climatological Survey.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Chances of rain are with us for another couple of days, and then a little bit of a break, and then more chances for rain toward the end of the week across our entire north central sections of the state of Oklahoma. Rainfall totals have piled up fairly nicely. There are some areas that have gotten very limited amounts of rain, only a few hundredths of an inch. We've seen that in Alfalfa County. We've seen that in the Grant County area as well. But then you go a little bit further east, you get over toward Burbank, over 3 inches of rain have fallen, inch and six-tenths at Marshall, an inch at Kingfisher. Looks like we've had over 2 inches of rain out at Cheyenne, out toward the Oklahoma-Texas line, as far as the panhandle is concerned. We've had really nice rains out in the Oklahoma panhandle over the last few days. All told, chances of rain will continue and somewhat on the mild side in these final days of summer 2013. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our OklahomaFarmReport.com ag calendar today. We have the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series. We'll look at the OSU Garden Fest, and we'll talk about the 2013 homesteading event. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Dr. Tom Sinclair will speak on the scientific and political limitations to increasing crop yields as part of the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. The event will happen on September the 16th, that's this afternoon at 3:30 p.m., in room 107 of Ag Hall. Demands on global agricultural production are greater now more than ever, with no signs of slowing down over the coming decades. Sinclair has worked for over four decades researching the physiological and environmental constraints of crop production. The author of Bread, Beer, and the Seeds of Change, and numerous scientific publications, including papers in Science and Nature, will outline some of the physiological, environmental, and political limitations that will affect modern agriculture's ability to meet these demands. A come-and-go reception in Ag Hall 106 will follow the seminar. For a dozen years now, Garden Fest at the Botanic Garden at Oklahoma State University has offered gardening enthusiasts a place to come to learn more and share gardening experiences. This year will be no different. Slated for September 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the theme for the 12th annual Garden Fest is Art in the Garden, and will feature a variety of ways to combine art with horticulture. In addition, there will be numerous demonstrations and vendors at this year's event. Specialists from OSU will be on hand to present information about landscape design and pruning basics. This year's demonstrations will include how to manage water drainage issues in the landscape, as well as glass bead making and watercolor painting. The Botanic Garden at OSU is located at 3300 West 6th Avenue in Stillwater. For more information on this event, you can contact them at 405-744-5404 or go to www.botanicgarden.okstate.edu. The nonprofit organization In a Good Way Farm is hosting its 2013 Homestead event from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. September 21st. The event will be held rain or shine at 13359 Southeast 1101st Street in Tallahena. There will be numerous presentations on building more self-reliant lifestyles, including building gravity flow irrigation systems, building rainwater harvesting systems, food preservation, soap making, recycling, and more. Admission and parking are free. Lunch will be served from 11 a.m. until it is sold out. For more information, you can contact Teddy at 918-567-3313. A couple of livestock items of note at the State Fair of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. Today at 6:30 p.m. will be the Dairy Showmanship event in Barn 3. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. will be the Junior Dairy Goat Show in Barn 3. And at 10 a.m. will be the Stock Dog Trials in the Performance Arena. That will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Monday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for that calendar update. We do appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour now. Got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, with direct form payments set to disappear from farm policy, it appears that the next item in the Congress crosshairs is crop insurance. Here now is Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Davey knows crop insurance frontwards and backwards. Art Barnaby with Kansas State University says some of the inflated numbers of the cost of crop insurance to the taxpayer of earlier this year were flat out wrong.
There were numbers floating around that it was going to cost the taxpayers $40 billion. That was an impossible number from the get-go, and people should have known better. But it got reported in the press, and after a while, nobody ever challenged his number. Then later, when it became clear it wasn't going to be that much, then the story in the press was that it's going to cost taxpayers over $17 billion. Well, when you net out all the numbers, it's closer to $12 billion. And then you put that in perspective, that's one time in 20 years.
Dr. Barnaby contends that crop insurance is a good value for U.S. taxpayers when it comes to making sure we've got a safe, affordable food supply coming from the U.S.
And that is our own Ron Hayes. The just-unveiled House Water Resources Reform and Development Act does not yet include a barge fuel tax hike key to funding LOX modernization projects on the Upper Mississippi. The House WRRDA bill would speed up key inland and port navigation projects if actual dollars are appropriated later through separate spending bills. But even then, WRRDA still lacks a key 6 to 9 cent boost in the barge fuel tax. House Transportation Chair Bill Schuster.
This bill does not deal with the user fee on that. That would come out of the Ways and Means Committee. There's broad support in both houses and from both sides of the aisle, I think, on that. But this bill does not deal with the revenue to user fee.
Schuster says this panel's bill does move to free up existing funds for future locks modernization projects.
Right now, 100% of the Inland Waterway Trust Fund goes to the Olmsted Project, which is a project on the Ohio River that's gone on for 25 years or 30 years. It's still not completed. What we've done is taken and reduced the amount coming out of the Inland Waterways instead of 100% to 75% appropriations and 25% out of the Inland Trust Fund.
And that is House Transportation Chair Bill Schuster. According to Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center, U.S. beef cow slaughter has recorded large year-on-year declines during recent weeks, a trend that is expected to continue. Even with forecast year-on-year declines during the balance of this year, U.S. federally inspected beef cow slaughter this year will be below that of last year. In the second quarter of this year, U.S. beef cow slaughter was up 88,000 or 12% compared to a year ago, which was surprisingly large given the drought-forced herd liquidations that occurred in 2012. Ron Hayes and his Ag Perspectives coming up in just a moment.
In our Ag Conversation today, we're joined by Mason Bolle, who's the chairman this year of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. He's from Cherokee County. Had the chance to catch up with Mason at the State Fair of Oklahoma at the end of this last week, where YF&R was busy hosting the livestock judging competition. We're back with Mason in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Talking with Mason Bolle, of course, from the Young Farmers and Ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mason, let's talk a little bit about this contest today. Great group of young 4-H and FFA members. Why does YF&R invest your time into this type of an event?
It's the future, literally. These kids will be our next leaders on the state level, on the local level, and even on the national level, and we want to make sure that they have a good basis for not only production agriculture, but agriculture in general, and this contest helps encompass all of those.
I know that, you know, obviously they're looking at animals, they're trying to make decisions regarding those animals, but this is more than just judging the animals themselves. There's a lot of the skills picked up.
Most definitely. We ask questions at the end of the contest. Your traditional judging contest would do reasons. We've moved to a questions to help speed the contest up and use a Scantron. They have to remember specific characteristics about different classes and things they liked about each class.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you've awarded some plaques and ribbons to some outstanding young people. A lot of them got involved here today at this contest, right?
Most definitely. With about almost 800 contestants this year, you know, we've seen substantial growth. We normally have around 600, and this year we've seen a lot of growth, and it's been really good for us. Gave away a lot of hardware, but that's not the only thing kids took away from this.
Now, you know, YF&R, this is an organization, obviously, of young adults, both married and single farmers involved with the Farm Bureau. What's the reason, in your mind, what's the value of this group as a subset of Farm Bureau?
Well, just like why we're here today, we're the next generation for Farm Bureau leaders, and we have to make sure that people understand the basis of why we're here, and that's basically what we're doing.
I know that obviously you've had some involvement with some social media efforts, and that's one of the ways I know that you're able to get your message out successfully as YF&R.
Most definitely. With a lot of people being removed away from the farm nowadays, they need to understand that we're still out here producing safe products, and it's not just food doesn't just come from the grocery store. People have to actually grow that. And with social media, I feel like we've been able to connect with people, especially the consumers, a lot better. Through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so on and so forth.
Mason Bolle of Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Do want to say congratulations to the Alva 4-H Club. Their livestock judging team and the senior 4-H division won the overall honors at the livestock judging competition this last Friday at the State Fair. Top FFA team, senior FFA division winner from Idabel was just about 3 or 4 points behind the Alva 4-H Club. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat. And will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that Baker's Millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Mighty glad to be along with you today. Here we are on a Monday, 16th of September, and boy, we are getting pounded today over in the soybean complex. 33 to 35 cents a bushel lower on soybeans today, off 4 cents on corn futures, fractions up on Chicago wheat, fractions down on Kansas City hard wheat futures today. We've got cotton futures today, 20 to 40 points to the downside. We're down by about a dollar or so a barrel on the crude oil contracts, up a nickel on natural gas, mostly higher on the cattle futures. As far as all the prices are concerned, we're going to start with the livestock trade and do that and more in just a moment.
Ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
In feedlot country this last week, steady money at $1.23, really limited numbers of cash cattle, only about 3,000 head, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, feedlots in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Wholesale box beef trade, meanwhile, choice beef on a Monday, up 21 cents thus far at $192.90. Select beef down 37 cents, $176.31. At $16.59, the choice select spread now with 77 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 6,000 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards with steer calves opening $2 to $5 lower, with yearling steers steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves opening $2 to $4 lower, yearling heifers steady to $2 on the downside. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers, 3 to 4 weight calves, $1.92 to $2.04, 4 to 5 weights, $1.70 to $1.83, 5 to 6 weights, $1.63 to $1.75, 6 to 7 weights, $1.52 to $1.62, and some 7 to 8 weights, $1.50 to $1.62, 8 to 9 weights, $1.42 to $1.50 at Joplin. 6,700 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for this Monday. The steers and heifers, feeder cattle, called lightly tested early rounds, trend really not established. Calf trade mostly steady in the limited offerings. Demand called moderate to good. Had some 420 to 500 pounders, $1.89 to $1.91 on some calves. One package of 575 pounders, $1.68, and a package of 650 pounders at $1.57. One package of medium and large frame number one feeder steer yearlings thus far at 640 pounders at $1.69. Meanwhile, Woodward, 4,254 head. The yearling steers $2 to $3 higher than a week earlier. Calf trade $3 to $4 lower. 5 to 6 weight cattle, $1.57 to $1.84. Some 7 to 8 weights from $1.58 up to $1.65. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we've got the live cattle feed contracts. October up 20 cents today, $125.45. December down 7, $129.07. September feeder cattle up 27, $157.57. October up 22 at $159.50. The lean hog contracts October up $1.30 today, $92 even. Our grain and oilseeder cotton futures and energy complex up next.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the December contracts are down a penny and a quarter today, 690 and three quarters. March is down a penny and three quarters, 697. July for 2014, new crop for next year, 687 and three quarters. That's off 3.5 cents even as we start the process of planting this crop. December Chicago soft wheat up a half a cent, 642. December corn at 454 and a half, down 4.5 cents. March of next year down 4.5, 467. November soybeans are down 35 and a quarter cents, 1346 and a quarter. January, 1346 and a half, off 33 and a quarter cents. October cotton down 41 points, 84.80 cents a pound. December off 32 points now, 84.14 cents a pound. Crude oil off $1.15 a barrel, 107.06. Natural gas up a nickel, 373 per million BTU. And that is the way the markets shape up. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com.
If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Dr. Bob Weber from K-State. We're back with Dr. Weber in just a moment.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. The Angus breed is having to deal with a recently discovered genetic defect that they're calling developmental duplication. According to Dr. Bob Weber with Kansas State University, he's a cow-calf specialist at K-State, he says that this particular condition seldom has the calves actually go all the way to term, but when they do, they can actually have an extra set of front legs. According to Dr. Weber, there are some ways that cattle producers can work around this affliction.
It's called developmental duplication because the calves that survive to term typically have an additional set of front limbs, usually associated with a shoulder or neck. But most of the calves are actually embryonic lethals, which means the affected calves, the homozygote recessives, die in an early stage of embryonic development. Those cows will typically recycle, and they appear as just reproductive failures in our cow herd. The frequency is somewhere around 3% of the animals or 6% allele frequency exists out in the population, so it's very low. There are many of these embryonic lethals in beef cattle and other species that we just need to figure out how to manage around them.
Dr. Weber tells us that this genetic disorder affects not just the Angus breed, but other cattle breeds as well.
The reality is that this particular condition won't affect just Angus breeders as well. They affect commercial producers, and they affect other seed stock breeders. So breeds like Gelfie and Limousine and Simmental all have Angus hybrid products in their programs that would use these highly proven Angus sires as part of the germplasm in those systems and could produce potential carriers. And so you'll see as time moves forward a number of those breeds developing strategies to use the same test developed to screen animals of other breeds besides just Angus.
Dr. Weber says there are ways that you can test your beef herd, particularly with DNA testing now available. Producers also need to consider taking the right precautions if a carrier is discovered.
The Angus Genetics Incorporated, in conjunction with Zoetis, formerly Pfizer Animal Genetics, has announced the availability and commercialization of a test for DD. And that's a DNA-based test that will require either a hair or blood sample to perform the test. Producers need to be cognizant of the opportunities and importance of testing. And most importantly, figuring out which animals to test. And so producers should go online with the registration number, look up those animals, and find out if they're in a carrier pedigree or not. And if you have bulls that come back as carriers and you've been using carrier pedigrees for a while, you probably ought to think about exchanging bulls, sending existing carriers to slaughter, replacing those with bulls that are tested free by pedigree.
Cow-calf specialist Dr. Bob Weber about this relatively new genetic defect that's out there, developmental duplication. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Midday Oklahoma winding down, our time on our soapbox up and coming in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
As we jump up on our soapbox here at the end of today's program, Midday Oklahoma on this Monday, Scott George this last week issued a statement in regards to the kind of disappointing news in the view of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that a preliminary injunction requested by plaintiffs, including NCBA and the National Pork Producers Council, was denied. This is basically a preliminary injunction that would have halted USDA's implementation of the country of origin labeling rule that they revised back in May of this year. Final rule on NACUL that has been found by the Congressional Budget Office to be economically significant, he says. While we in the countryside, Scott George says, know what is economically significant. For the CBO, that means the cost to the industry would exceed $100 million annually. These are costs that will end up being paid by producers through lower prices and passed on to consumers through higher prices. According to Scott George, he says that bottom line is that the whole concept of the mandatory country of origin labeling plan or scheme, if you want to call it that, by USDA is to cause more disruption in dealings with our neighbors to both the north and to the south. And without a doubt, we are anticipating that Canada and Mexico will be vigorously protesting the mandatory country of origin labeling rule that USDA put in place back at the end of May. At the end of the day, if they prevail again under the WTO, it'll mean sanctions, economic sanctions, against the United States by both countries. That is a look at our agricultural news, our time today here on our soapbox. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your Monday, everybody. Enjoy the rain if you get some. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, thank you so very much. And that will do it for our Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. So glad you could be a part of our program here today. And We invite you to join us again tomorrow. So, for Ron Hayes, Justin Lewis, Jim Apel, I'm Dave Lanning, again inviting you to join us on Tuesday at 12:05 for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.